The recent attack on a school in Beslan, Russia, which left over 300 people dead, has raised concerns about the possibility of renewed inter-ethnic fighting in the region of North Ossetia. The Russian government still points to Chechens as having led the deadly assault, but also acknowledges that several of the terrorists were from the Russian Federation's neighboring region of Ingushetia. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports.
In North Ossetia's regional capital of Vladikavkaz, people gathered this week to mourn the victims of the school attack. But many Ossetians here, like this woman, called for revenge against ethnic Ingush. The Ingush have spilled Ossetian blood, the woman shouted. She and others demand Ingush living in North Ossetia be deported completely. But Ingush in North Ossetia, like Molikhan Mirzhoyeva, say they were just as horrified as anyone else by the school tragedy. I watched this on TV and cried, she said of the terror attack. I felt like I was watching my own children, she says of the kids in the school. But Mirzhoyeva has encountered hostility from local Ossetians in recent days. She's afraid to let her children out of the yard. Even if Ingush were among the terrorists, she says, they represent a tiny minority. Most of the Ingush remaining in North Ossetia live in villages like Chermen. Chermen's in an area near the administrative border between Ingushetia and North Ossetia, both republics within the Russian Federation. Like in many other villages in southern Russia, cows and chickens wander the sidewalks here. Most people grow vegetables or fruits in their gardens to make ends meet. But the bucolic image is marred by burned-out and abandoned homes along the main street, remnants of bloody battles here 12 years ago between Ossetians and Ingush. The Ossetians are nominally Orthodox Christians who speak a language related to Persian. The Ingush are Sufi Muslims whose language and traditions are close to that of Chechens. The two groups largely stick to their respective quarters of the village. Ingush like Hasman Gadziev fear the school terror attack could trigger a repeat of the 1992 violence, which left hundreds of people dead. The fighting then forced Gadziev, his wife, and three kids to flee their home. They returned within 2 years, but a decade later, Gadziev is still rebuilding one wing of the house, a few bricks at a time. He says the place was totally looted and torched by Ossetians during the fighting. They took anything they could, Gadziev says. Only a bunch of bricks and the four walls were left behind. The Ingush, along with all Chechens, were deported from this area by Stalin in 1944 to Kazakhstan. Stalin viewed the Ingush as potentially disloyal during World War II. The Ingush were later allowed to return, but by then Soviet authorities had moved ethnic Ossetians into many former Ingush homes. The violence here in 1992 was over land rights. When the Soviet Union broke apart, many Ingush demanded villages like Chermen be taken away from Russia's Republic of North Ossetia and given to Ingushetia next door. Now distrust is on the rise again. Some Ossetians blame all Ingush for the school tragedy. Galina Zakhoevna is the deputy schoolmaster at the Chermen school where most Ossetian kids study. Ethnic Ingush have their own school down the road. Galina Zakhoevna says Ingush kids are not wanted here anyway, especially now.
Since this tragedy, we don't associate with the Ingush at all. They've made themselves scarce. We don't see them, not even along the main road. It means the Ingush feel their guilt.
Sergei Arutyunov is an expert on the Caucasus region at the Russian Academy of Sciences. He says the risk of revenge attacks over the Beslan school tragedy is high.
The damage that they can ignite is enormous, much more than human losses in the school number one.
Arutyunov says any unrest could quickly spread throughout Russia's North Caucasus region. There are 40 ethnic groups here packed into an area roughly the size of Alabama. Many of them have ancient gripes with one another. Already, the Russian government is showing its alarm. It's closed the border between Ingushetia and North Ossetia. And Russian Interior Ministry troops are digging trenches between the two republics, a situation akin to troops patrolling a front line between two U.S. states. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News.